Umhacho chisa pe Pumalanga Yokana Rise FM. 10 minutes before 8. Still on to come this evening, I'll be in conversation with the owner of the garden that housed the statues that are alleged to be worth 15 million rand here in the province of Mpumalanga. The Department of Sports, Culture, Sports and Recreation have rubbished those allegations that they themselves as the department, neither indeed the provincial government, spent those amounts that amounts to the tune of 15 million rand. And this evening, I will be definitely in conversation with the owner of the garden himself. You'll get to tell us as to what is then the purpose of those statues and what are those statues for. If you are on the Secunda and Balentle area, I'd like you to weigh in if you've been to that garden, and do let us know your experience on 072-885-7702. But here's another top story that we've been keeping track for you this evening. The ANC's 8th Nkangala Regional Conference kicks off at Witbank Dam in Emalahleni tomorrow, the 22nd of April. More than 200 delegates are expected to vote for new leadership at the third or on the three-day conference there. Thomas Ngwenya's name has been touted as the incoming regional chairperson, while discussions for the regional secretary position have focused on Silo Matsaga. And the ANC's provincial secretary, Muzi Chirwa, says the newly elected leadership that will be elected there in Emalahleni this coming weekend should focus on challenges faced by residents.
Once the top five of Nkangala region occupy their position, they must lead the progress of the unity agreement, the ANC, ensuring that the ANC responds to the challenges that confront our people every day, especially challenges of service delivery and ensuring that our communities really achieve a better life for us.
As promised, that conversation that I'll have with the owner is coming up next. You're on Rise FM at 60 minutes, 8 minutes, just before 8.
Mpumalanga's finger on the pulse of current affairs. It's Rise FM in 60 minutes with Musa Skhosana.
The owner of the garden, that is the garden that is alleged to be housing the statues there in Embalentle, is my guest this evening. He's already joining us now on the line, Babu Sibanyoni. Babu Sibanyoni, a very warm good evening to you, and I'm sure that this has been a contentious issue, particularly with yourselves and your family.
Good evening to you and your listeners.
Babu Sibanyoni, maybe let's begin by registering mhlambe your reactions from eqaleni lawa wabona khona ukuthi hayi man na information engasikahle iya circulator and labantu abayi circulatorayo ifaka phakathi umndeni wakho izakhiwo zomndeni wakho and wena ushilo in various publications ukuthi leyitechu lezi zirepresenta umndeni wakho kodwa bona bayinsista bakhuluma okunye okubheka eqeleni. Ngabe nina nengomndeni wakaSibanyoni kanye nje nomndeni wonke jikelele okhona ekhaya, nizizwe kanjani manibona wonke yonke le mibiko le?
Azange siyithathe even serious this thing, because South Africans bathanda ukubhala nonsense kuma-social media. I never even ngithathe serious, nokuthi serious ngithathe njengomuntu oyihlanya ozijokelayo okhiphele to ku-social media. For me and my family, we don't even worry about this thing, because we know for a fact kule nto lezi akuna Oliver Tambo lapho, akuna Winnie Mandela, and there is a stage noma ungeze uzozibona. It's just an ordinary stage, and that place is a privately owned place. It's my place, akuna government lapha. So there's nothing efaka government lapha. Those statues are statues I made, my family members one. I ain't any government, so akuna mali efaka government in that place. It's my place, and lo muntu ofake lento lapha ngabe sohambile wabatsheli labantu ukuthi uyadlala, ngoba lento ayikhiphe lapha idala nje i-commission engekho.
Mhlawumbe asikhulume nje ngayo i-garden. Wena ma uyakha bo uyakhelani, mhlawumbe izizathu wena ngabe mhlawumbe uyabhatalisa ukuthi abantu beze bazovakasha noma kanjani?
No, it's an entertainment place. Things are everything lapha. You can come in, more especially dealing abantu abenza ama-party, imishado, accommodation. Asibhatalisi ama-show, abantu abafuna ukubhuka for ukuzenzela ama-show came your booker for when the show left out of it.
But also, I know you've already rubbished, Lama allegation ati late issues fana nabo Winnie Mandela, bo Walter Sisulu, nabo O.R. Tambo and all of those. But I want to understand ukuthi mhlambe efemelini yakho lamalunga omndeni wakho ozame mhlambe la that are depicted by those statues. Ikhona ichaza abadlalile mhlambe ku liberation struggle yethu eSouth Africa noma ngabe mhlambe indlela nina ningumndeni ba honorisha ngayo.
Badlalile ichaza empilweni yami as an individual, not ku politics.
Yes.
In my life, my private life, badlala indima lapho. And in the family ka Oliver Tambo, ekhala ukuthi that man is Oliver Tambo, kusho abamazi ubabavu kwakona. Lela khehla lifana nokufana no Oliver Tambo, why banifana is an Oliver Tambo?
No. Babu Sibanyoni, maybe let's retrace a little bit. Are you saying ukuthi mhlamba umndeni ka Oliver Tambo has also reacted to late age?
I was told by the department mabafika Monday ukuthi the family ka Oliver Tambo it been stages are Oliver without their consent. So nabo nje bajahela ukuchere into engekho la. Lo baba akafani ukufana no baba, bamazi baba.
Yeah, ne. Mpumalanga, you're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. I'm joined by Ubabu Fanyana Sibanyoni on the line. He's of the Rasibi Gardens, and our chat is eminently from the alleged 15 million statues. And Ubabu Sibanyoni has already said time and time again ukuthi leza itechu wazakhela yena. And there was no funding that come from the department. That is the Department of Culture, Sports and Recreation. Babu Sibanyoni, mhlambe, I guess, zamuk understand ukuthi late age when what mawuzakha zabiza malini ngoba ke nale ndaba yemali iveli ibanda kanje ke masikhuluma ngazo late age zakho.
Afika ngala 2000 rand.
Yes. So mhlambe makungaba ne call ethi okay, maybe before we get there, I want to understand ukuthi wena owazakhela le date noma khona iartist owalicela ukuthi liza ezogokhela.
In that place akusizo zona zonke i-dates, ningi i-dates da proper. Yeah, so many.
Sure. I've seen the animals as well. Yes.
Why bakabuza ama families wala ama animals?
Yeah, Babu Sibanyoni, mhlambe ningumndeni, what would you like to convey to the rest of the province of Mpumalanga, particularly to South Africans who are now zoning their eyes into Embalenhle, particularly into the garden that you own and with your family? Ikuphi ukuqaqisa enifuna ukukuveza and mhlambe nigweme izinto ezenzakalayo ningumndeni
ukuthi bagijime baye ku-social media. Umuntu ayokhipha izungu ngempilo yakhe ku-social media, but angabheki ukuthi ufaka abanye abantu inkingeni engakanani. Because this thing ilethi isithombe esimbi kwi-government yaseMpumalanga, ingikhethele igama elinje kwangathi mina involved i-corruption ye-government. So abantu babangakhefu ukwenza esifana nalesi. I wish ukuthi ngimthole lo muntu owenza ukuthi ngibani so that again teach him lesi.
Yeah. So the lesson you're talking about of you wanting to teach, does it include legal actions?
No, legal action. And my business. If I can find him, I can teach him legal so that he can pay.
Babu Sibanyoni, isikhathi sakho ngiyasibonga kakhulu baba, and thank you so much. Mhlambe sithanda ukusho nathi Rise FM ukuthi ncisini kuleyo ndawo. Siyazi ukuthi nje isithombe sesipendekile ngendawo yenu, asasi isithombe nisithandayo nina, kodwa siyathemba ukuthi nje uba uzilo uzocacisa la abantu baseMpumalanga.
No, it's a free attention.
Really appreciate talking to you, baba.
That is Babu Sibanyoni there. I really enjoy talking to him, and quite an interesting conversation there from Babu Sibanyoni.